The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still, he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them to distribute also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with the disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. In today's gospel, we see Christ feeding the hungry multitudes. And he often does this in the gospels. But the thing is, he also still does this today. It's not just some pious understanding of the church when we say that we are the body of Christ. We are literally his hands and his feet. We are his hands that feed the world, the hungry throughout. We are his feet to carry the gospel to the ends of the earth. There's one other aspect I'd like to bring to our attention. It's the fact that we too need to be fed by Christ. We need his food, the Eucharist. We need him. If we're to do any good in the world, we need Christ in us. We need to listen to his words in Holy Scripture. We need to partake of his Holy Communion offered up each day. We need this nourishment for body and soul if we're to have the strength to do whatever he asks.